Morning Watch. The factor of blending for the reality of the body of Christ, week 7, Saturday. Related verses, Galatians 2:20. For I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Philippians 3:10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. 1 Corinthians 12:12. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality, for he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. Ephesians 4:20 through 21 and 23 through 24. But you did not so learn Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him as the reality is in Jesus, that you may be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Related reading. The God-man Jesus was a genuine man, but he lived not by man's life, but by God's life. To live such a life, he had to be crucified. The crucifixion mentioned in the New Testament transpired on the wooden cross on Mount Calvary. But you have to realize that before Christ was there in the physical crucifixion, he was being crucified every day for 33 and a half years. Was not Jesus a human being, a genuine man? Yes, but he did not live by that genuine man. Instead, he kept that genuine man on the cross. Then, in the sense of resurrection, he lived God's life. God's life with all its attributes was lived within this God-man Jesus and expressed as this God-man's virtues. Such a life was there originally just in an individual man, Jesus Christ. But this life has now been repeated, reproduced in many men who have been redeemed and regenerated and who now possess the divine life within them. All of them have been nourished, sanctified, transformed, and perfected, not just to be matured Christians, but to be God-men. The reality of the body of Christ is the corporate living by the perfected God-men, who are genuine men, but are not living by their life, but by the life of the process God, whose attributes have been expressed through their virtues. To be perfected is to be matured by continually exercising to reject the self and live by another life. This is according to what Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Paul lived by dying to live. He was dying to his natural man and living by his new man with the divine life. So he said that by the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he lived and magnified Christ. In Philippians 3, Paul says that he lived a life conformed to the death of Christ. The death of Christ is a mold. And Paul put himself into that death mold to be conformed there. On this man, Paul, all men could see the mark and the image of the cross. His old life was conformed to the image of the death of Christ by the power of Christ's resurrection. The power of resurrection strengthened him to live the life of a God-man. The Lord expects that many of us would be such ones. The reality of the body of Christ is not just a corporate living, but a mingling living, a living that is still going on. It is the mingling living in the eternal union of the regenerated, transformed, glorified, tripartite God-man with the triune God in the resurrection of Christ. Such a mingling living is in the resurrection of Christ. And the reality of this resurrection is the Spirit. This resurrection imparts the consummated God and releases the death-overcoming life into the believers. Such a mingling living as the reality of the body of Christ will consummate ultimately in the new Jerusalem, in the new heaven and new earth, as God's increase and expression for eternity. Anyone who lives such a mingling life would never be a trouble to anyone. They have been delivered out of themselves and have been transformed and perfected. They would not despise or condemn anyone, nor would they be bothered by others. They would not have anything to do with dissension, rebellion, or division. Instead, they would be here in the recovery as the high peak, Mount Zion, in Jerusalem. Amen.